Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, glad you could join us on this very cold Wednesday morning. Cloudy skies right now. They're calling for sunshine later today, but it's going to be cold.
High near 22. You say it like you don't believe it, Dave.
Well, now.
You say it like you don't believe it.
I will tell you this. Let's just go back a couple of days.
Uh-huh.
All right. So Monday, they were calling for clouds and snow showers throughout the day. Beautiful day.
Sunny all day long.
Okay. So yesterday, calling for clouds and snow. Got the snow in the afternoon and the evening hours. As a matter of fact, I believe a winter weather advisory was up until like 8 o'clock last night. A few hours, 5 to 8, 4 to 8. Got it there. So if you look at the track record, they're going to be wrong again today. So that's how I look at that.
You're giving them a 1 out of 2. Okay.
It has not been a good week for the weather folk when it comes to predicting all this stuff.
Well, it just seems like the long-range forecast is fine. But can you predict the weather 12 hours from now? This is your chosen profession.
I'm with you 100%.
It just seems wacky.
Now, we'll talk about it because I'll be gone the next few days heading up to Toronto. And we'll get into that with my son calling me yesterday having a meltdown about the weather up there. So we'll get into that. But sunny today, that's what they say. High near 22.
Sunny in the afternoon.
In the afternoon. Cloudy with a chance of snow. Low near 9 this evening. And then Thursday, mostly cloudy with snow. High near 31. Last model I saw, they were calling for between 1 to 2 inches by Friday, late Friday morning. I don't know if you've seen anything different on that or not.
No, and again, it gets warm enough in the first part of the weekend that it's going to be rain at some point. At least that's what they say. So, again, I think they just scattershot it and cover all their bases. Yeah, it might be rain, might be snow, might be clear. We just kind of take what the day gives you.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah, who cares? Now, dude, this is important news. Warming Center is will be operational again today in Licking County. It'll open at 5:30 at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, 592 West Main Street in Newark. It'll be open until 8:30 on Thursday morning. I don't believe they're going to activate it after that because, as Joel said, temperatures are going to get up. But I got to tell you something, and you were saying, and you know, I got in the car this morning. I got in early, got here about 4:15, and my car had 1 on the dial.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had a buddy sent us a picture of his around 6:30 this morning, said -4.
Yep.
You said you were sub-0.
Oh, yeah, at Venata, coming down 13, I mean, it was -3 when I rolled by there about 4:30. So, I mean, there's, you know, little valleys, little microclimates in that. So anywhere from 4 degrees to -3 on my ride in at 4:30 this morning.
Well, the heat wave has kicked in at 9:08 on this Wednesday morning. It's now 8 degrees outside.
Nice.
So it's climbing, shall we say.
Time to put on the cocoa butter.
Well, you know, that's only funny because I did order some Hawaiian Tropic No. 4 the other day. That's God's honest truth. I said to somebody, I said, really, is there much, can you tell a difference between 4 and 0, and -1? I mean, that's just cold.
Heck yeah.
I don't know. See, I can't.
Minus, when
cold.
You get to 0 and below, that's when you breathe in through your nose and all your nose hairs freeze. That you can absolutely tell a difference. That is the definite difference.
See, I to me, once you get to a certain, just like when it's 90 or 95, it all feels hot to me. So the same for me. It's if it's 4 or if it's 0, it just feels like it's cold.
I just feel bad. Your sensitivity is off.
Now, I know this. As soon as you come out that door, like this morning, you knew it was cold.
Yeah.
I mean, woo, that knocked on your door and
it
said,
wasn't
hello.
Quite, though, take your breath away cold.
Because it wasn't windy.
Right.
Yes, I agree with
and
that.
And when you get the wind up, and I mean, there was some light wind chill here and there this morning, but it wasn't too terrible. So
yeah.
I think we get another cold blast where they're predicting the thermometer will read below 0.
Now that's cold.
For a couple of days early next week.
Yeah. Now that, and then if there's any winds, kick that in. And
yeah.
Now I did today, I know the wind chill at one time, I think I told you, was at -5, -6. So mm-hmm. I mean, there was enough out there that was going to make it feel cold, but nothing like if it's 0 and then when the winds come in. Now, I will tell you what would not be fun this morning, and from what Licking County 911 told me, 9 different departments responded to Gathered Foods on Kaiser Drive in Heath for a fire, I believe it was in a warehouse over there. Now, I did hear them on the scanner talking about, hey, we got chemicals back here, what do we need to do? And I thought to myself, what a brutal brutal morning to be fighting a fire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as cold as it is, and I get it, the heat off the fire and all that, but man, that is cold to be out there fighting a fire.
And if you're working with water,
yep,
it's way, way colder.
Yeah, it's, and I don't remember who it was that I was talking to. It wasn't Chief Connor when he was at Newark. I can't remember who it was saying, you know, the big thing they worry about when they fight a fire like this is the ice. They'll have a lot of injuries just because of, you know, slipping and falling in that. Now, when I talked to 911, thankfully, no injuries were reported. That call came in around 6:10, and boy, I just kept watching as the number of fire departments being sent over there, the number of units. I'm like, yeah, this is the real deal. So it came in about 6:10. They had it contained in about an hour. I don't know much about, you know, what the damage and stuff like that right now. Again, we'll try to get some more information from Heath Fire Department as the day moves on. But that would be a brutal, brutal thing to be dealing with.
Well, I mean, you talk about any outdoor job this time of year. I mean, I think I see Shackelford heading the garbage trucks out, you know, every morning when I pass by them. And I think, oh, my gosh. I mean, that is a tough job for a lot of people, period, just dealing with garbage and trash. But then when you got the extremes, the super cold and the super hot, I imagine working garbage, hot temperatures, less pleasant than cold.
Oh, with the smell.
But still, when it's zero and you're hanging off the back of a truck, dealing with garbage cans that are cold and probably have ice and snow on them, no thanks.
Yeah, we'll have to get a hold of somebody from one of the trash companies and ask them, all right, who draws the short straw that doesn't get the new truck with the arms to pick them up and dump them in? Because I know we have that in Pataskala with who we have do that. But you're right, the old style. And I used to, my brother did that for a year. And he said, there's nothing, it's just brutal. He says, you just get on the back of that truck and you hold on for dear life and you just layer up. I mean, that's all you can do. And you know what? And I'm with you 100%. God bless them. People want to work. The jobs are out there. But, I mean, that's a tough one. That is a tough one.
You're not wrong.
I'm not saying compared to a firefighter or anything like that. I'm just talking about, you know, Joe Schmoes, we sit behind a microphone and it's pretty decent temperature in here.
Yeah, climate controlled. Yeah. So, you know, it's hot, hot. Hey, whatever. Hey, it's cold, cold. Hey, whatever.
Take care of it.
The worst part of our job is getting up. That's what I tell people all the time. If I get my feet on the floor, that's the hardest part of my day.
Yeah.
Cracking your eye, one eye looking at the clock going, doggone it, it's time to get up again.
It's, again, you've done it longer than I have. I've done it for 18 years because past radio jobs, I worked overnight and then did some afternoon stuff. So, yeah, but the older you get, it does get harder. But I always look at the payoff of this when most people are still got about 4 or 5 hours left in their day. I'm at home. I'm golfing. I'm doing swimming. I'm going somewhere. That's how I look
the
at
trade-offs
it.
The trade-offs are okay.
Yeah, so it doesn't bother me one bit. Real quick before we take a break, also, don't forget today is the last day. If you need to enroll in health insurance and the Marketplace health plans, today is the day you must enroll. Now, you can get an extension, but you got to meet some certain requirements, so keep that in mind. So if you're doing the health insurance thing and you do it through the ACA Marketplace, today is the day, is the deadline for you to make sure that you enroll. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more. I'm sure we're going to talk about the Ohio State-Notre Dame game coming up and then discuss a little bit about my trip to the Great North up in Toronto with a lot of snow coming. So planned that correctly, didn't we? Take a quick break. We'll be back. Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, 9:17 on your Wednesday morning. Supposed to be sunny. I'm looking out there. It looks like it's getting a little clearer, but we got clouds right now.
God bless your optimism.
So hopefully the sunshine will peek through this afternoon. High near 22. Cloudy tonight. Chance of snow. Low near 9. And then Thursday actually heat up a little bit. Mostly cloudy with some snow and a high near 31. Now, As I mentioned before the break, I'm taking off about 11 o'clock this morning and heading up to Niagara Falls first and then going into Toronto. My son calls me last night because, you know, there's this debate. Who's going to drive? As a dad, you always want to drive. You always want to be in charge when you're behind the wheel. I don't know about you, but if something bad is going to happen and no one wants it to be, I want to know that I'm behind the wheel.
Okay.
So my son, who I taught him how to drive, tried to teach the youngest after my wife got to him first, and it was a lot of head scratching. Another story. But I taught my oldest son, and of all the people in my world, if I can't drive, that's who I want driving.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. Now, he's got a big Toyota 4Runner, got big tires on it, lift kit. The guy down the hall, every time he sees the car, that car looks beautiful. I love that car. So, I mean, he's equipped for bad weather.
Okay.
Hey, Dad, did you see they're supposed to get 3 to 6 inches of snow in Toronto Friday into Saturday? There's a lake effect snow coming across. And I'm like, no, I did not. He goes, well, I think maybe I should drive. So then it started for about 10 minutes last night, the two of us. Mm-hmm. Wife is sitting right there. I've got the phone on speakerphone so she can hear. My son's girlfriend is sitting right next to him, so I know the eyes she was rolling as I kept saying, I'll drive. And then he finally wore me down, and this is how he did it. He's no dummy. Well, Dad, I just got it serviced, so I know everything's good. Oil's good. Tires are good. They've been rotated. I just looked over at the wife. I said, well, I'm losing this battle mm-hmm. now. And she kind of looked at me like, yeah, you are. So he will be driving to Toronto mm-hmm. in his big automobile.
Nice.
But again, I don't know about you. You've got a son who's the age of one of my youngest son. Do you ever get into that with him, or is it strictly, no, I'm driving?
I don't recall too many instances where I've ridden with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's partly because the cars we drive are basically sporty-type cars rather mm-hmm. than big, you know, human being carriers. My wife drives one of those. And usually, if we're taking that, I drive because I make the payments. So that's kind of how that rolls in my world. Whoever is financially responsible gets to pick, and I am.
And see, that's amazing to me because we both work in radio, and we know you're never going to buy a mansion when you're working in radio. So the wife makes all the money in my life.
Well,
but
then she gets the say.
She doesn't
know. It's not that way in my world.
She does not get the say when it comes to stuff like that. As a matter of fact, she doesn't want to drive with me because she knows it'll be like, what'd you do that for? Why? What are you going so slow for? Get out of this. I mean, I'm bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm bad.
Yeah.
But you and your son, you pretty much take the wheel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And do you ever let the wife drive?
That'd be a no. Once?
Once.
Maybe. Not very often, no.
Again, you do you, and whatever makes you all happy, you do that. But it was just funny how he and I were going back and forth last night for about 5 minutes on the phone. And this is while I've got my granddaughter at the house. I got to play, you know, babysitter yesterday all by myself for a few hours, which was fantastic. Didn't have to share her with anyone. So enjoyed that. But, yep, we're heading up to Toronto. The family for Christmas had purchased tickets to the Maple Leafs hockey game. I've never been there. That's one of my lifelong dreams, is to go watch my Maple Leafs play in Toronto. So we're going to be there Thursday night as they take on the New Jersey Devils and then just spend a couple of days in Toronto. And I've been to Toronto before, but it was 15, 20 years ago. And it was a vibrant city back then. I can't imagine what it's like now.
So you're gonna make a sign, try to get on TV, or?
No, I'm not one of those guys. And I love my family. I don't care where I sit. My guess is you would need the most powerful camera in the world to see where we're sitting. That would be my guess. But it doesn't matter to me. Let me put my feet inside Scotiabank Arena, and I'm good to go. Now, the last time we were in Toronto, so it has been 20-some years, because that's when the arena opened, because we actually sat outside of the old Maple Leaf Garden and had a beer. There was a bar right across from it, so at least I could say I was at Maple Leaf Garden, not in it, but outside of it. So now we're going to be inside for Scotiabank Arena.
Very nice.
Can't wait, and like I said, we're going to make a little side stop later today up at Niagara Falls, and if you've never been up there during the winter, it's absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've done it a few times because of our anniversary being later this month. We've gone up there. It's absolutely beautiful. My son and his girlfriend have not been up there during the winter time, and they're looking forward to doing that.
Last time I was at Niagara Falls, it was so foggy, couldn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
Could hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Could hear it loud and clear, but Even right up on top of it, could not see it. It was very disappointing.
And at the last time we were up there in the winter, the couple of the hotels and the establishments, you could not walk outside there because there was so much ice. You would not believe the mist that comes off of that and how fast it freezes. It is absolutely amazing. I mean, there's a street, I can't remember the name, if it's Yong or I don't remember what it is there. But we're watching people from our hotel room. The one time we were up there, it was so icy, they were just standing and it looked like they were skating because it's a pretty good size hill going down the road towards the falls. And I thought, nah, y'all crazy.
No kidding.
I'm going to walk inside as much as I can before I got to get outside to that. Yep. So it's a great thing to see. It's beautiful anyway. I mean, I'm one of those who just is in awe of Niagara Falls. Every time I go up there, I just stand there with my mouth open going, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to do that. And then, like I said, we head over into Toronto tonight and then be back sometime Saturday, depending on what the weather's going to do. Who knows? I mean, those folks up there, it's called the QEW, Queens Highway. And the speed limit is 70. If you do that, you're going to get run over. Now, I do remember that from the last time. It's like the Canadian Autobahn.
Sounds like my kind of place.
I was going to say, you would be right at home
up
there.
I would love that.
The QEW, so it'll be a lot of fun. Now, Friday, you're here, going to take over. Bree's going to be with you on the show. You got the Girl Scouts coming in.
Yes, Team Kendra.
Okay.
Kendra and Girl Scout Kendra are both going to be on. It's cookie season is underway, so we get our annual update on sales and new and deletions and all that stuff and what those cookies fund. It's always a good time to see the Girl Scouts.
Just save me a cookie or two.
Okay.
That's all I ask.
I can do that.
Just save me a cookie. Now, you can keep the coconut ones. I can't remember what they're called.
Samoas.
Samoas. Yeah, you can have those. Eat all those you want, but save me some cookies. So the Girl Scouts will be here Friday with Joel and Bree. I'll be back on Monday. Hopefully everything works out all right. And of course, Monday is the national championship game.
Monday's a big day.
There's something else going on that day too.
Inauguration.
Oh yeah, that's
Martin
right.
Luther
this little
King
thing.
Jr. Day. I mean, there's a ton of stuff happening on Monday.
You would think folks would get together and go, let's see, when can we play this national championship game?
Let's spread this stuff out a little bit.
No doubt about it.
Nope.
Yeah. And again, I understand the weekend. It's NFL is king, so they're not going to put it up against the NFL, but figure out something. I mean, my God.
You feel like a championship game should be a Friday or a Saturday night.
More people, more eyes on it.
Well, I would think so. Plus, the party atmospheres would be more vibrant because you don't have to get up for your normal day the next day. I mean, whatever. People still do it, but...
Oh, you and I will be dead tired come Tuesday morning.
You know productivity is going to be way off on Tuesday.
Yep, no doubt about it.
Way
as,
off.
As the Buckeyes and the Irish... meet in the national championship game. Last I looked, 8.5-point favorite Ohio State to hoist the trophy, so we shall have to see, but I'm sure you and I will have a lot of fun with that come Monday morning. But again, be sure to join Joel and Bree Friday as the Girl Scouts will be in talking about all that they do. Wonderful organization. It's not just about the cookies. I get it.
It's a lot about the cookies.
It's a lot. I said it the
this time of year, it's a lot about the cookies.
It's all about the cookies this time of the year. I'll give you that.
For them, too.
Yeah.
For them, too.
It's a big deal for them.